But this is not fiction. It is the true story of my life. A more courageous publisher, one not owned by an international corporation, has agreed to help me tell it. This story must be told. We live in a time of terrible crisis and tremendous opportunity. The story of this particular economic hitman is the story of how we got to where we are and why we currently face crises that seem insurmountable. This story must be told because only by understanding our past mistakes will we be able to take advantage of future opportunities. Because 9/11 happened, and so did the Second War in Iraq. Because, in addition to the 3,000 people who died on September 11, 2001 at the hands of terrorists, another 24,000 died from hunger and related causes. In fact, 24,000 people die every single day because they are unable to obtain life-sustaining food. Most importantly, this story must be told because today, for the first time in history, one nation has the ability, the money, and the power to change all this. It is the nation where I was born, and the one I served as an EHM, the United States of America. What finally convinced me to ignore the threats and bribes? The short answer is that my only child, Jessica, graduated from college and went out into the world on her own. When I recently told her that I was considering publishing this book and shared my fears with her, she said, "Don't worry, Dad. If they get you, I'll take over where you left off. We need to do this for the grandchildren I hope to give you someday." That is the short answer. The longer version relates to my dedication to the country where I was raised, to my love of the ideals expressed by our founding fathers, to my deep commitment to the American Republic that today promises life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people everywhere, and to my determination after 9/11 not to sit idly by any longer while EHMs turn that republic into a global empire. That is the skeleton version of the long answer. The flesh and blood are added in the chapters that follow. This is a true story. I lived every minute of it. The sights, the people, the conversations, and the feelings I describe were all a part of my life. It is my personal story, and yet it happened within the larger context of world events that have shaped our history, have brought us to where we are today, and form the foundation of our children's futures. I have made every effort to present these experiences, people, and conversations accurately. Whenever I discuss historical events or recreate conversations with other people, I do so with the help of several tools: published documents, personal records and notes, recollections, my own and those of others who participated, the 5 manuscripts I began previously, and historical accounts by other authors, most notably recently published ones that disclose information that formerly was classified or otherwise unavailable. References are provided in the end notes to allow interested readers to pursue these subjects in more depth.